Since yesterday, we are trying to learn what the Lord Jesus Christ has discoursed or revealed or opened up in Matthew's, which is recorded in Matthew's chapter 24 and 25. And I have prepared a chart on this, and it is now distributed to each one of you. That chart tells about all the details that are written in Matthew chapter 24. But we have no time to go to 25th chapter. So, this part, the two chapters, Matthew's chapter 24 and 5 together, is the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ from Mount Olive. And these are all the, except one thing, the all other things are yet to be fulfilled. Future events. And at that time, the disciples, they did not know all these things. Hence, it was a discourse for them, a revelation or opening up the future events to them. Olivet means the range of mountains near to Jerusalem, covered by olive trees, is called Olivet. So Jesus Christ, he came out from the temple of Jerusalem and he went and sat on the Mount of Olives. And the disciples have asked three questions. In answer to the three questions, the Lord Jesus Christ has explained all these things that is written in Matthew 24 and 25. Gospel of Matthew, mainly it contains the sermons and the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't find these teachings and sermons in detail in other Gospels. You know, first Sermon on the Mount, Matthew recorded in 5, 6, 7 chapters. Then Matthew wrote about the 12 parables the Lord Jesus Christ has narrated to explain the kingdom of heaven. Other gospel writers, they did not write all these parables. Mark and Luke wrote 2, 3 parables. John has not at all mentioned any one of the 12 parables the Lord Jesus Christ has narrated to explain the kingdom of heaven. Matthew records it in 13 chapter, in 18 chapter, in 28 chapter, and 22nd chapter. Then third teaching is from the temple of Jerusalem. We know that Jesus Christ visited Jerusalem and he entered in the temple. He started preaching. That is recorded in Matthew's chapter 22nd and 23rd chapters. Finally, the 24th and 25th chapters are the Olivet discourse. You know, Olivet Mount, Mount Olivet, has got special significance in the Bible. Three main events occur from that mountain. I have mentioned that in the chart. Three events from the Olivet, Mount Olivet. Yesterday I told you, but for the people who came now, yesterday many of you, some of you didn't come. The first thing is, first event occurred, already occurred, is the ascent, is the prophetic discourse. Jesus Christ sat on the mount and he has revealed all the things that are going to happen in the future. Second thing is very important. The Lord Jesus Christ ascended after resurrection to be seated with the Father from Mount Olives. That we read it in Acts chapter 1, 12. After ascension, seeing the disciples went back to Jerusalem. The word of God says that the Mount Olives to Jerusalem, it is a Sabbath day journey. That's what it says in Acts 1:12. What is Sabbath day journey? That also you must know. They all went there, saw Jesus ascending from the Mount Olives, and they walked to Jerusalem. Very short distance, Mount Olive to Jerusalem. Sabbath day journey means the journey, the distance allowed by the law to walk during Sabbath day. That is allowed by the law. Moses, those days, if anybody has got any work, they can only take journey below 2/3 of a mile. That's all, not beyond that. That distance is called Sabbath journey. So with that we know Olivet Mountain is very near to Jerusalem. From that mount Jesus ascended, the second event. The third event is second phase of the second advent. I mentioned there. Second advent is second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, he returns in two phases. In the first phase, he won't come onto the earth. He will come to the air, into the air. And the saints are caught up. That is rapture. Second phase is revelation. Jesus Christ coming onto the earth, and all the people, every eye shall see him. They that pierced him shall see him. The people of the earth shall see him. He will come to the earth. He will reveal himself to the people of the earth. That is going to take place on Mount Olives. It is mentioned in Zechariah 14, the chapter verse 4. He will come and stand on the Mount of Olives. Three important events. And also yesterday we have seen the three questions disciples have asked the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. What are the three questions mentioned in the chart? The first thing is, when shall these things be? Second thing, Second thing, what shall be the sign of thy coming? Third thing, what shall be the sign of the end of the world? And we have seen yesterday that out of these three questions he answered, the first one is already took place. What is that? The destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. The judgment the Lord Jesus Christ have passed. He said, not even one stone will remain on the other. That means Jerusalem and also the temple was destroyed by the Roman emperor elder son by name Titus in AD 70. And the disciples that were at that time with the Lord, some of them already killed, some remained to see those fulfillment of that prophecy. John was there because he was the man, he was the disciple who wrote Revelation in AD 94 and 96. After that destruction only, he went to Minor Asia and he was put in Patmos. Then we have seen the three things about his coming, his return. The Lord has mentioned there. What are the three things? Jesus Christ told about rapture. He said, the Son of Man shall come. Two shall be together. One will be taken up. Another is left. It is there. We read it in chapter 24, verse 39 to 41. That is the rapture. Then the second thing is tribulation. The Lord mentioned about tribulation and also great tribulation. Same chapter. We read it in verse tribulation and great tribulation. First verse it said, then shall be great tribulation. And we read that after the tribulation, 29, immediately after the tribulation. What is tribulation? It is a period between rapture and revelation. Rapture means the saints being caught up. Revelation means the Lord Jesus Christ coming with all his saints. Wonderful word that is. First phase, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come for his saints. Second phase, he is going to come with all his saints. First is rapture, second is revelation. The time between these two is mentioned in the Bible. It is 7 years. We have seen in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And in detail we have seen that yesterday night. Then about the second advent. It is the Lord Jesus Christ revealing in chapter 24. Verse 29 to 31. It is about the revelation, the Lord coming onto the earth. 30th verse it says, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Last verse. Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then what it says? All the people, 30th verse, all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and the people of the earth will see. This is Revelation. So altogether, in the chart we have, my 24th chapter, we have four things. One is destruction of Jerusalem, judgment is given. Second thing, rapture. Third thing, tribulation. Fourth thing, revelation. Today, yesterday we have seen only about tribulation, but we did not go into the details of the rapture. What is rapture? When does it occur? Very important topic in the Bible. In those days, people believed that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come while they were yet alive. But Jesus Christ did not come. Many saints who waited for the Lord died, especially in the city of Thessalonica. People waited that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come. But people died. Other saints started thinking, why the Lord has not come? That is why Paul has to explain. He wrote these epistles to them, Thessalonica. So, in every generation, the child of God has to live with a great hope that the Lord is going to come. Otherwise, they will lead careless life. The fear of God is brought into the life of the child of God when he thinks that the Lord is going to come. If you don't have that, you cannot lead a victorious life. So, the Bible records the rapture. Jesus Christ comes into the air. That's where it starts. It is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. What does it say? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So rapture begins with the Lord Jesus Christ descending from heaven. The Bible says, if the Lord Jesus Christ descends into air, what happens? 17th verse. Caught up together, he will descend, and people of God are caught up to meet the Lord. Where? In the air. Normally we say midair. Midair is not there in the Bible scripture. Madhyakasam anedi Bible lo ekkada ledu. Adi manaku anuvata ayipoyindi. Aithe madhyakasam ani cheppatam valla tappu ledu. Because first heaven is there. And the third heaven is there. When there is first heaven and third heaven, there must be another heaven in between. So that we commonly call midair. But biblical reference is not there. Anyway, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes into the air, his saints will be caught up to meet him in the air. Now, who are the people that are going to be caught up? In the Bible, it's very clear. Two groups of people will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. First group is through resurrection. Second group is through transfiguration. Resurrection means dead saints coming back to life. Transfiguration means the people that are alive at that time when Jesus descends. Paul very clearly explains in 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. The entire chapter is set apart for the rapture. We read it, two things there. Resurrection of the saints and transfiguration of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Here it says in 42, verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. Very important. Then he says, 51 chapter, behold, I show you a mystery. What is that mystery? We shall not all sleep. Paul includes himself and says, we all not sleep. That means, sleep means die. What will happen? But we shall all be changed. So from 42 to 50, Paul writes about the resurrection of the saints dead saints. Then he says, the living saints at that time, they don't die, but they will be transfigured, changed. Paul says, that's a mystery. You know, in the New Testament, there are 11 mysteries. 11 mysteries. Out of the 11 mysteries, this is the one among the 11. What is the mystery? Living saints. Paul says, we that are alive do not sleep. What happens? If the Lord comes while we are alive, we don't die. We will be changed. So, two groups of people meet the Lord in the air. First group is resurrection saints. Another group is changed saints. Both ways, Paul says, whether resurrection or through change, the one should acquire the celestial bodies. What bodies? Read that verse. Verse 40. There are also celestial bodies and bodies of terrestrial. What does it mean? Terrestrial means bucharalu. The living things moving on the earth, they're all terrestrial. We are terrestrial. Aquatic, the animals that live in water. So, the terrestrial bodies, our bodies, are designed, created, so that we can live in this atmosphere. Take oxygen from the atmospheric air, we walk on the earth, we move. Terrestrial bodies we have. These terrestrial bodies need to be transformed into celestial bodies. What does it mean? Heavenly bodies. Celestial bodies. Because we have to live in heaven. So one cannot live in heaven with the celestial body. That's what he says. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Read that word. The flesh and blood. verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Terrestrial bodies, flesh and blood, it cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So what? It should be changed to celestial bodies. So whether through resurrection or transfiguration, the people who meet the Lord should be brought into celestial bodies. Paul explains how a dead person will be changed into celestial bodies. He gives 7 explanations here. Wonderful man of God. In few verses he gives 7 explanations. What are the 7 explanations? How the dead body, buried body, through resurrection, acquire a celestial body. It has to go through 7 processes. What are they? Number 1, 42, verse 42. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. Okay. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. So in my chart, I have given that. But I did not give the reference there, but I have the reference here. First thing is, corruptible bodies should be changed into incorruptible bodies. Verse 42. 43. Dishonored bodies is to be changed into honored bodies. There it said dishonored, it is raised in glory, but you have to take it as honor. Because last 7th change is glory. So 43, dishonored bodies sown in death. Dead body sown in the earth, in the grave. Dishonored bodies. Because how many times we dishonored God, this body? But God knows it. That this dishonored body is going to raise in honored bodies. The third thing is there in 43rd verse. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. What power it is? Power of resurrection. You know, the Bible says, every child of God, the Lord has kept him available 3 powers. What are they? Power of the cross. 2, after the cross, power of resurrection. Paul says, right in the Philippians 3rd chapter, I may know the power of resurrection. 1 Corinthians 1st chapter, for those that are not saved is foolishness for him, the power of cross. Power of cross, power of resurrection. And Acts 2nd chapter, God has added another power. What is that? Power of the Holy Spirit. He said, don't go away from Jerusalem. Remain till you receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive the power, strength. So, dead people will raise in power. What power? Which power will raise him? Power of resurrection. So that is the third one. Fourth one, verse 44. For 44 to 46, single thought. That is, natural body raised in spiritual body. Natural body, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. It goes on up to 46. This is the fourth one. What about the fifth one? Fifth one is there in 47. Till 49, what is that? Earthly bodies, it raised to obtain heavenly bodies. 47, earth, 47, last part, the Lord from heaven. Then he says in 49, we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now we are earthly image. So earthly image is buried. I am speaking about the saints that are dead. How the dead will come back to resurrection. Here it says earthly body. See, what it's a challenge for people to live for Christ with these earthly bodies. It's a challenge. The Paul says, I live. Galatians 2, 20-21, read it. If you go back to home, there Paul answers normally five questions that arise regarding the life. He says, the life that I live in this body. Great thing. What is the body? Flesh and blood, subject to temptation, all emotions, but yet living for heavenly things. So here the earthly bodies will be transferred to heavenly bodies. Then in sixth thing is chapter 15, verse 53. Last part. Mortal must put on immortality. Mortal bodies. What is that? The body is subjected to death. Immortality, no death. The Bible says, Paul writes it, you are the only person who live in immortality. Kada? నీ ఒక్కడవే అమరత్వములో ఉండేవాడు, సమీపింపురాని తేజస్సులో నీ ఒక్కడవే. యు ఆర్ ద ఓన్లీ హూ కెనాట్ అప్రోచ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఇన్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ. వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు స్టాండ్ దేర్. మోర్టల్ బాడీస్, ఇమ్మార్టల్ బాడీస్. సెవెంత్ వన్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ఫిలిప్పియన్స్ ఎపిసిల్ 3:2, Philippians chapter 3:2. Humble bodies transformed into glorified bodies. Philippians chapter 3, verse 2, I have mentioned in the chart. Philippians chapter 3, verse 2. Wild bodies, 21, yes. Our wild bodies shall change our... Who shall change our wild body, fashion like unto his glorious body? In some versions it says, humble bodies, glorified bodies. So, seven changes Paul explains to obtain the celestial bodies. You understand that? This is about the resurrection. How the resurrection of the dead takes place and how the celestial bodies are acquired. He explains all these things. So, first group of people that meet the Lord in the heaven are the resurrected saints. But along with them, no delay, they and we will go together. Along with them, the living saints will also be changed. That he writes in same chapter, verse 51 to 55. He says, it's a mystery. 51, he said, I show you a mystery. What is that? We shall not die, but we shall be changed. So the living saints to be changed to see the Lord caught up is a mystery. How much time it takes? It says, the Lord will appear in a moment. 52, in the twinkling of an eye, we will be changed. We will be changed. So, two groups of people, they go together. Together is the word used in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Together, caught up together. Read that verse. We shall be caught up. So, together, first those that dead in Christ shall rise. In a moment we will be changed. They and we together caught up. You know, Paul, in writing to Corinthians, he says in chapter 15, same chapter, verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Two questions. He is writing these questions after explaining the resurrection and transfiguration of the living saints. Understand? The resurrection, how it takes place, he has written from 42 to 50. How the living saints are transferred, he explained from 51 to 53. After writing this, now dead people are resurrected, obtain celestial bodies. The living saints with flesh and blood bodies also transfigured, obtain celestial bodies. They obtain celestial bodies, they also obtain celestial bodies. But now, one group is resurrected celestial bodies, another is transformed celestial body. They both together, while going, one group will say, O death, where is thy sting? Another group will say, O grave, where is thy victory? Which group will say, O death, where is thy sting? Who did not die? Because the sting of death has not touched the body. They say, we didn't die. Really blessed, great blessed people. They don't go through first death or second death. So while going, they say, where is the victory? Sting. The second group, resurrected people will say, O grave, where is thy victory? O grave, we have come out of it. Through the resurrection power, we got victory over the grave. So what a great chorus it would be on that day. What chorus is that? One group singing, half of the chorus, another group singing, the other half. Both singing together, cut up, to be with the Lord. What a glorious event it will be. And if you are there at that time, what a glorious experience you will go through. Now, time aipoyinda? Aya? Paraleda? One thing I'll tell and close. How the people, the Lord says, two will be sleeping on the cart. And one will be caught up, another is left. Two in the field, one is caught up, another is left. Two women are grinding, one is caught up, another is, what percentage? 50%. 50% from which group? Go back to again Matthew 13 chapter, the parable of the sower. The seed, the word of God sown. What percentage of seed gave birth fruit? 25%. Few wayside, no fruit. Few on a thorny ground, on a stony ground, no fruit. Few fell on thorny ground, no fruit. The fourth group of seeds fell in a good ground. That is, what is the percentage? So out of 25, by the time the Lord comes, how many will be caught up? 50%. That's why 25th chapter, the Lord says, the 25% is there. Who are there? 10 virgins. Out of 10 virgins, how many? 50%. That means out of 25, only 12.5% of people will only be caught up. Not exact, it's not calculation, but as days goes on, things will go like this. Now, how, that's what I want to tell you, how people see the Lord. One thing which the Bible says, unless a person sees the Lord in the midair, he cannot be changed. Whether you are sleeping, whether you are working, whether you are in office, in the place of work, field, however busy, you will hear you are called by name. Then you will see who is calling. When you see, the Lord is there. We'll read one verse. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So, beloved, now we are the children of God. What happens to us? One day, we will see him. How do you see when you are sleeping? You will be called. Called by your name. Then you will open. See the Lord. Once you see, then terrestrial bodies in a moment transformed into celestial bodies. And the Bible says, raptured people will hear their names through three different voices. Read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Number one. Two, with the voice of the archangel. Three, and with the trump of God. What is this? What is this three? Calling. The Lord calls people. First, with a shout. The Bible says, they that dead in Christ shall rise first. So, this first call through shout is for whom? For they that dead in Christ. What did the Lord do at the tomb of Lazarus? He stood there, and the word of God says, he cried loud voice. Orbitinchad. Lazarus! So the first shout is the call for the dead in Christ. Second is archangel. So he will come with the voice of archangel. Who is archangel? Read Daniel chapter 12, first verse, verse 1. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. So Michael is the archangel, always stands with the people of Daniel. He is the prince of the angels, archangel. What he said? Which standeth for the children of? Children of? Tired? You are tired? Children of? Your people. Daniel. Archangel is the prince angel. Always stands for your people. Your people means Israel. So, the voice of the archangel is a call to the Old Testament. Old Testament saints that are dead. First, with a shout of the Lord for the New Testament saints dead. Archangel, the call for the Old Testament saints dead. Then the trumpet of God. It is to call the living saints. Living saints. Your name, you will hear the Lord calling you. అందుకో ఆంధ్ర క్రైస్తవ కీర్తనలో చాలా మంచి పాట ఉంది. అది చచ్చినప్పుడు పాడుకుంటున్నాడు. నేనంటాను వాడికి ఆ భయం అన్నమాట చావు అండి. ఆ పాట పాడితే చాలు భయం. మా ఇంట్లో ఫ్యామిలీ ప్రేయర్లు అప్పుడు కూడా పాడుకుంటుంటాను. అర్లీ మార్నింగ్ పాడతాం దాన్ని. అంచదీన మందు దూత బూరలు దుచుండగా నిత్యవాసరము తెల్లవారగా రక్షనందు పడండి రాదా. అమెరికాకి వస్తాను ఇది కూడా మర్చిపోయాను నేను. అంచదీన మందు దూత బూరలు దుచుండగా నిత్యవాసరంబు తెల్లవారగా రక్షనందుకున్న వారి పేర్లు పిలుచుచుండగా నేను కూడా చేరియుందు నచ్చట. నేను కూడా చేరియుందు నేను కూడా చెరియుందు, నేను కూడా చెరియుందు, నేను కూడా చెరియుందు నచ్చట. రక్షణ అందుకున్న వారి పేర్లు పిలుస్తున్నాడు, అది ఇంకోటి వినబడదు. ఇద్దరు పండుకొని ఉన్నారు మంచం మీద, ఒక నిద్రపోతున్నాడు. ఇద్దరు ఎవరు పండుకుంటారండి మంచం మీద? అసలు బైబిల్లో టూ మెన్ అని ఉంది ఒక దగ్గర, మేబీ హూఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టూ మెన్ మేబీ స్లీపింగ్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ సన్, టూ బ్రదర్స్ ఆర్ టూ పీపుల్, వైఫ్ అండ్ హస్బెండ్, టూ సిస్టర్స్ ఆర్ మదర్ అండ్ డాటర్ స్లీపింగ్. వన్ హర్డ్ ద వాయిస్ చేంజ్ కాట్ అప్. So I am closing with this. Every believer should live with this hope. One day, I was in Hebron. And my Dasan invited me for dinner to his house. C. Dasan is with the Lord. I was on my university duty. Brother Baksing asked me to stay in Hebron. And one day Brother Dasan invited me to his house. So I came back from my office and went to Brother Dasan's house for dinner. Brother Dasan, he went for house visiting and he delayed. He came after 1 hour. Meanwhile, Sister Mrs. Dasan was talking to me. And she was explaining their ministry they did in Ceylon at the time. Where Dasan and Mrs. Dasan, they went to Ceylon for ministry. Sister said, "Brother, when we were in ministry in Ceylon, we were given accommodation in a guest house that is very near to the seashore. One night what happened? We, after ministry, were tired and we went to sleep. Suddenly, after midnight, I got up. When I got up, Brother Dasan was not there on his bed. I was afraid. The Lord has come. Dasan, man of God, is ready. He has gone. I am left." Then immediately thought came to her, when I go to Hebron, how will be? People will ask me, "Where is Dasan? Where are you? You are left out. What a shame it is." She was thinking that few minutes, all these things came to her mind. She was almost crying it, she said. By that time, Brother Dasan came out of the bathroom. What I want, I was really surprised. See, for even, what do you do, sister? Suppose if you get up, your husband is not there on your bed, what will you do? You will just turn this side, you will come and sleep, that's all. Do you get this thought? Dear brother and sister, these are the end days. We need to live with this great hope and fear. The Lord is going to come. The Lord is going to come. That's why every Sunday we examine at the Lord's table. So this is the time we are going to the Lord's table. Bible says, let every man examine himself. So let us examine. If anybody is there still not born again, still living in sin, confess. Many people are deceived, thinking that they are Christians, but they are not born again. The Lord loves you even right now calls you. And those who are born again people, make sure that you set things right with God and man. With clean hands, we need to break bread and take part in the wine. That's why we need to examine. That doesn't mean that the Bible doesn't condemn us and keep us aside, away from the Lord's table. Remember, some churches people, no, I am not ready. Some people go away. Some churches, not in our assembly. But we remain. In our churches, we remain. But some people don't take part in the Lord's table. The word is given not to keep you away from the Lord's table. The word is given, message is given not to condemn you and put you aside. Word is given to help you to examine, set right now, and take part. So may the Lord help us to examine with the thought, the message, we need to do it. He said, do it till I come. Do it till I come. So may the Lord help us to take part worthily. So let us be silent for a moment in prayer. Very sincerely, very honestly. And then we will take part in the Lord's table.